Hello and welcome to our first call of the Game of Life Masterclass. I'm so excited that you're here and to be sharing this time together exploring the magic of the Game of Life. Now, I know you're a student of Florence, so this isn't your first rodeo at working with her concepts to fulfill your square of life. But with all that you've learned and experienced, I want to ask you to just set all that aside. Just set it aside and allow your mind to be a clean slate with the intention of accepting a higher understanding. So just allow the energy of my words to speak to your heart. And when you do this, even if I stumble with my words, and I'm human, it's going to happen, but the energy will show you what you need to know and support you to voice the questions to go deeper into your understanding. But I want to tell you right now that no question is too small or too big to ask. Even if I just went over it, my angels may guide me to answer in a way that speaks more to you and to others than what I said previously. So every question is important. Okay, so this is how our call is going to flow. I'll share some admin details, and then I'll create our sacred safe space with the angels, and then I'll unpack one chapter at a time to achieve a deeper understanding of Florence's timeless teachings. I'll bring her outdated terminology into today's world and give you techniques and action steps to apply her concepts to fulfill your square of life. And then before we complete, we'll share some Q&A time. Okay, I'm gonna have to get a drink of water. Okay, so just a little bit of admin. The email reminder you got about the masterclass, at least one of them, told you to read or listen to the first chapter's homework. And I think there's something about homework in the Facebook group too. Now, I think it would support you to read or listen to the chapter of the week, but it's not hard. What I really want you to focus on is applying the techniques we talk about in each class. That's really the only homework, and that's vital to build a new foundation for your life, because as you start applying those techniques, the questions will come up of, well, how do I do this? Or what do I do when this happens? So be sure to apply them while we're here together so I can answer those questions for you. The second thing is that you've all seen the Masterclass Central webpage, and I'll be adding the recordings of our calls there within 24 hours of this evening call completing. So let me know if you have any questions about that. And I do want to tell you that I was asked about a workbook for this class. There isn't a workbook specifically for this class. However, the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook will support you to apply what you're learning and to use your power every day. You can purchase it from Amazon if you want a paperback. That's a 332-page playbook, and it includes blank pages at the back for notes, so you can keep everything together. Or you can download the PDF of the journaling pages and game boards. And that PDF is only 12 pages. And you can print out the pages you need and keep them in a three-ring binder. Or you can use a spiral notebook and just fill in the notebook pages from the PDF on your device. Now, I've added this information to Masterclass Central, and I'm going to also add it to the Facebook group. And speaking of the Facebook group, if you haven't requested to join that Facebook group yet, that one just for the member, the masterclass, the link for it is in our Masterclass Central webpage, and it's in your emails. So please do that. So then if a question comes up for you and you need support, you're able to go into that Facebook group and post immediately instead of waiting for me to approve your request. And plus, the Masterclass Facebook group has all 10 chapters of the Game of Life available for you to listen to through Facebook. And I'll be adding the recordings of our calls there too. So You'll get your all of this information in the guides. And I do have plans to do a welcome in the Facebook. Right now, technology is not letting me use my camera and microphone in Facebook for whatever reason. So, well, Mercury retrograde. But as soon as I can make that happen, I will, to explain more about the guides and what you'll find there. And this really isn't an admin thing, but I do want to encourage you to make that conscious effort to focus on your breathing, taking those deep breaths as much as possible throughout the day to retrain your vagus nerve and make breathing deeply your normal way of breathing instead of breathing shallowly and holding your breath when you're stressed. And when your body takes in more oxygen, your clarity of thought will be so much better and your body will feel fabulous. And you won't get tired as quickly and your strength and stamina will be amazing. So try to practice on that deep breathing and set a timer on your phone. Okay, so that's all the admin I have to go over with you. And now we'll just create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable. Oh, I'm a little excited. Take a few deep breaths and we'll quiet our minds. And then I'll begin with a prayer. And I will call out all seven continents throughout the world. And when I call the name of your continent, please take my hand and that of an angel to create a sacred circle of love. And this circle transcends that illusion of time and space to join us together. So again, just please get comfortable and close your eyes. And I ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. And we begin by quieting our minds. So just take a really deep breath. And with your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, with your eyes closed, just focus your attention on your heart. And just take another deep breath. Slowly exhale. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor, and now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And just take a really deep breath. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west and of the north, join us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. Protect us from the fear and frailty of this planet and open the way for us to bring in the healing of love to further serve humanity. In deepest gratitude, amen. If you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. We come together as one, with the singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. So please step into the center of the circle. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is, knowing that all that makes your heart sing is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now, once again, take the hands of the angels and mine as we form our circle of love. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. See roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll begin our class content. Florence's books bring us to a new awareness of energy, empowered energy. When you read her words, you can feel that energy moving within you, opening new channels, new avenues of strength. And if you can embrace that energy strong enough, you can lock in that energy with stamina. Stamina to brave the fiercest emotional storm. When you read Florence's books, the energy containers of her words open the way for a new way of being and feeling and thinking. An empowered awareness floods your mind, body, and spirit. And the energy of her essence speaks to the heart of your soul. We've spoken many times in the Manifesting with Florence membership about how we're limited on being able to fully convey the true depth and expansion of energy because our vocabulary is so limited when it comes to this subject. And that's why I mentioned before about stumbling over my words. The energy will convey to speak to your heart. So today's class is based on the first chapter, The Game. And Florence tells us that the object of the game of life is to see clearly one's good and to obliterate out all mental pictures of evil. And this must be done by impressing the subconscious mind with realizations of good. And she also tells us that we must train the scissors of the mind, and that to do this successfully, we must understand the workings of the mind. That's a mouthful for the 21st century. So let's go through the chapter and unpack her principles and concepts, and I'll share action steps and techniques to apply them daily to make your life easier and support you to build a firm, solid foundation of empowerment, that empowerment you feel when you're reading The Game of Life. So Florence teaches us that The Game of Life is about giving and receiving. Now, of course, she's talking about reciprocal experiences, like lending you a jacket because you're cold, and you give me a ride home so I don't have to walk. But she's also talking about energy. She's talking about your internal energetic power when she speaks of understanding the workings of the mind and knowing thyself. Now, I know you probably already have a keen understanding of how everything is energy. But again, I want to ask you to set aside what you know and allow your mind to take in what resonates. Now, your thoughts, the words, your beliefs, they're all energy. They are energy containers. Your emotions and feelings, they're energy too. They're energy containers. But before we go any further, I want to be really clear about something. Florence teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Now, when she says love, she's not talking about how much you love the color blue or that you love strawberries. She's talking about the love that is our essence. And here's where we don't have that proper vocabulary to express this concept. She's talking about a higher awareness of love. Now, when I first began working with my angelic team, I'd ask my angels, what's my purpose? And they'd always answer, to love. And I'd always respond with, just what does that even mean? And I'd respond like that because all I knew was the human definition of love. Like, I love the color blue and strawberries. What I knew was that the church had taught me that I was separated from that angelic love by sin. I was separate, alone, empty, and broken. And what a terrible concept to teach children. But I grew up in the 60s and 70s, back when it was okay to scare the hell out of kids. And hitting them was okay too. But this love energy that Florence talks about isn't even the feeling of loving a person. Now, in my experience, the closest thing I can compare this to is that unconditional love a lot of us have for our pets. And even then, the love vibration is more. It's bigger. When we're really in it, for lack of a better term, it's a tangible awareness, a peacefulness within that there's nothing to compare it to. It's breathing in love energy. Now, back then, when I kept bugging my angels about what's my purpose, I really wanted to understand this. So I kept asking. And then I finally figured out that I was asking the wrong question. I asked them to show me what they meant. And voila, abracadabra, an open sesame. My angels opened the way for me to understand that higher, greater concept, the awareness of unconditional love, love of all that is, the God part within, which in turn opens the way to know thyself, to grasp the workings of the mind and align those three levels of consciousness to fulfill the square of life, to manifest from within to without, to manifest those limitless, never-ending possibilities. Now, this love energy is of the highest order of the spirit, absorbing into the God part within as one, the superconscious. It's the zone of genius where all things are possible. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The awareness of the higher vibration of love is not the same as how much I love the color blue. How much I love the color blue is a string of words that make up an energy container. The awareness of the higher vibration of love is the energy. The awareness is raw, yet all-encompassing, almost tangible. It's peacefulness within that defies description. Now, from a human frame of reference, our thoughts, words, beliefs, and emotions are energy. And they're either the vibration of love or they're the vibration of fear. Never both. My angels were telling me my purpose is to transcend the fear that we take in on a daily basis and be the vibration of love energy. And that begins by consciously choosing the energy you want to be every day. And this is an inherent truth that we must keep in mind. We cannot vibrate in the love energy and less than love fear energy at the same time. We're either in the energy of love or fear, never both. When we consciously choose to be the vibration of love, we align our three levels of consciousness and the manifestation of miracles becomes inevitable. Now, when we have a painful experience, say someone does something awful to us, the typical human way of doing things is to replay that event over and over in our head and dive headfirst into the anger, aggravation, and frustration repeatedly, amplifying that awful energy. And what we must understand is the shock of the experience only lasts a few seconds. The reality is that once that shock of an experience is over, we have the opportunity to consciously choose how we continue to react. We can consciously choose to raise our vibration out of fear, that anger and frustration, to love, shifting us into our power to create a higher outcome. Or we can choose to immerse ourselves in the outraged energy of fear that gives our power away. Now, you're probably thinking, I never consciously choose to wallow in pain. And you're probably right. You wouldn't consciously choose to, but we do it all the time. Because when we're not consciously choosing our energy, we're defaulting to the energy that's most dominant in our subconscious. And the subconscious, that's where we store our pain. So let's talk about the three levels of consciousness and their alignment. Florence teaches us of the three levels of consciousness, the subconscious, conscious, and the superconscious. And each one is a vibration of energy. She calls the consciousness the carnal or mortal mind. It takes in the shocks and joys of our physical world. It's always observing what's going on around us. The conscious mind sees life as it appears to be from the human viewpoint. And our brain takes in millions of bits of information every second through the awareness of our senses. We see pain, suffering, and lack. Now, something you've probably never thought of. We're empathic beings, and we feel the pain as well as see it. And that pain translates to fear, and that fear is imprinted on our subconscious. Florence calls it impressing the subconscious mind. Now, pain in whatever form, whether it's an experience we're involved with directly or something we witness with regard to others, this pain fuels a passionate energetic vibration that imprints our subconscious mind with a vibration of a degree of PTSD. And if the event was horrific, the PTSD is at a high level. Now, in today's world, we have the definition of PTSD to give us insight as to what we're experiencing, a term Florence didn't have, but was still a very real thing. Now, when we look at this closer, as an observer, we can clearly see that fear energy initiates fight or flight. So it only makes sense that as we grow up, we become attuned to absorbing fear energy. As a result, the brain gets trained to let fear in. It lets fear in so we can assess the threat. Do we need to take action? Do we need to protect ourselves in some way? Well, the conscious mind processes all this information and stores it in the subconscious. And depending on the level of pain we experience, we may need to hide it in the subconscious in order to continue to function in our everyday world. For example, if we experienced an uncomfortable, painful event as a child, where we felt shame, guilt, fear, betrayal, broken, unlovable, all those emotions condensed to a belief of not being good enough to be accepted, to be lovable, and that we are of value. And because we're children, we don't have the understanding of that bigger picture to know that what happened wasn't our fault. Either we misunderstood what was going on because people of authority were upset, or we were actually being abused by a person of authority. It still wasn't our fault. And as a child, this pain is so severe that we bury it in the subconscious in order to continue to function. And then years later, when something happens that triggers the pain that we've buried, we probably don't know why we're triggered, but we do recognize that pain and we don't like it. It hurts. So we bury it even deeper into the subconscious. And this is how the subconscious, which is energetic power without direction, facilitates the manifestation of our reality from traumatic events that were birthed when we were children. And then when we fast forward to being an adult, remember, we're taking in millions of bits of information every second. And all this data is coming in so fast that our emotions can be all over the place. And when we're busy, we stuff a lot of those emotions, especially if they're painful. We stuff them into the subconscious where we have no intention of marching in there and sorting them out. Now, Florence says the subconscious is an ever silent listener. Power without induction. It's an archive of past experiences where pain has the loudest voice. The vibration of pain, which can be resentment, anger, despair, feelings of being helpless or powerless and broken, alone and unaccepted, all fear energies. The fear energy of pain gets the focus. Fear is the dominant energy because pain is a passionate energetic vibration. And this is what we default when we don't make a conscious choice, a conscious decision of the energy we want to be each day. And by the time we're an adult, all that's normal. It's normal. But we're going to change that. You know, Florence tells us that the subconscious power, it's power without direction. It's just holding the space. And that's a very powerful space. The fear energy that's birthed in pain runs in the background. Like a Windows operating system that holds the space for your computer to run, the subconscious holds that low vibration of fear from the pain of that belief that you're not good enough. And that energy runs in the background of your subconscious operating system. And as a result, the believing you're not good enough energy is what manifests the experiences of your life by default. And what most teachers of the law of attraction don't tell you is you're an attraction magnet all the time. All the time, in every waking moment, whether you're aware of it or not, you're manifesting. You're constantly manifesting from the vibration of your thoughts, beliefs, words, and the feelings of your emotions. You're constantly manifesting from the default energy of your subconscious. It's just like a microwave vibrating the water molecules of your food to cook it or warm it. We are like human microwaves. But instead of cooking food, you're molding energy into the form of experiences and material objects. The energy of your thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings and emotions vibrate to mold your formless energy into the material things and experiences, manifesting what you want and manifesting what you don't want. It's the law of attraction in action. So when you work at manifesting something from the pain or fear vibration of doubt, worry and lack, and you manifest exactly what you do not want, you've actually been successful. The law of attraction worked. You attracted to you the same vibration you were giving out to the world. You gave and you received. You gave fear energy and you received an experience of the same fear energy. The game of giving and receiving complete. You're constantly creating from the vibration of the energy of your thoughts and beliefs, even hidden beliefs. And the reason they're hidden beliefs is because, as I mentioned before, an experience birthed them that was painful for you, probably when you were a small child. And it led you to believe that you're not worthy, deserving, or good enough to be, do, and have what you want. The experience or experiences are so painful that you bury them in the subconscious because you don't. And you still have to function every day. And this does also happen as adults, especially when we're in survival mode. Something happens and we just can't deal with it right now. So we stuff it into the subconscious to live to fight another day. Instead of succumbing to the pain of it, that I just can't do this anymore. Because we're fighters and we want to survive. But now that we know this, it's clearer why sometimes it feels like it's impossible to feel the joy of experiencing being, doing, or having something that we want. That belief that we're not good enough is between us and immersing ourselves in that joy. So the question is, are you manifesting from a high vibration of love energy that manifests things and experiences that bring you joy? Or are you manifesting from a low vibration of fear energy that manifests life experiences and things that you do not want? If you're vibrating in the fear energy, how do you change that? Well, fear energy reveals itself to us through an uncomfortable angst feeling in our body. We decide what we want to be, do, or have, but immediately we feel uncomfortable. I call this resistance energy, an angst energy in your body when you want something new or different. And remember this, even though it may feel like the universe is dumping on you, the resistance energy isn't trying to hurt you or punish you. It's trying to help you release an energy block and set you free so you can have what you want. The resistance energy is trying to tell you that you've got a hidden belief that's between you and what you want to be, do, or have. Something that you believe about yourself that isn't true. In all probability, the foundation of that belief is that you're not good enough to be, do, or have what you want. And it was probably birthed when you were a child, like I talked about before. There was an experience that was incredibly painful, and you don't know what to do with it. You were just a child. There was no way for you to know what to do. So you buried it in your subconscious. And sometimes the fear energy that's buried in the subconscious, that resistance energy, it's just a silent nudge or weight that can feel like a straitjacket paralyzing you. Sometimes it's a thin, raspy, whispering voice that says things like, you can't have that. Or who do you think you are? And sometimes it's just a heaviness that hangs out there in the back of your mind, and it stings you every so often to keep you in line with fear. Fear of lack, fear of disappointment, fear of more pain. When you recognize the resistance energy, that feeling in your body that doesn't feel right, take this moment to just accept what your life is. Accept what your life is in this moment, whatever it is. Acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement. Acceptance is simply that, accepting what is without judgment. Acceptance neutralizes the battle within you of your conscious wanting something different and your subconscious holding you back. And then on the heels of that acceptance, immediately accept that you have the power to create a higher outcome, whether you feel like you do or not. State to yourself, I accept my power and use it to create a higher outcome. Now you'll see this step-by-step guidance in the Upon Waking Daily Journal pages of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. So now what to do with the resistance energy? So quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed than when it isn't. Florence teaches us to face our fears and they dissolve to their native nothingness. The instant you look at or observe that resistance energy that you're feeling, that feeling from being triggered, it immediately begins to lose its power over you. Now, I teach to follow the breadcrumbs of this energy to where it was birthed, to transform it to love and heal the pain and forgive the situation, the people involved, and yourself. To do this, observe the resistance energy and give it a name. That name could be resentment, betrayal, guilt, shame, anger, could be anything. Name it as best you can. And when you look at it, when you look at it to name it, the energy begins to lose its power. And then when you name it, whoosh, the power to hurt you goes away. This process moves you through that energy to then observe the energy it's supporting, the first one you looked at. Give this next energy that's revealed a name as best you can. And again, that could be anger, guilt, shame, resentment, betrayal, whatever it is, name it as best you can. And you're going to feel it losing its power. Move through that energy and look further to see if there's another energy supporting the one you just named. There could be many. You may be done. Follow these breadcrumbs of energy till they're all gone and you're free from the trigger or an event's revealed where that energy was birthed, probably when you were a child. And from this safe space as an adult, you can see that what happened either wasn't your fault, you were just collateral damage of the energy of the adults around you, or you were being abused by someone in authority. Probably someone you believed loved you. Now, with this understanding, you can infuse the entire situation, all involved, and yourself with love, like we did when we created our safe space for this call. Now, Florence teaches us to bless people and situations. Envisioning working with your angels employs quantum physics to observe the energy, making the experience so much more powerful. Now, I teach to ask your angels to join you, create a loving space, that safe circle, and then place the situation in the center and infuse it with love. Do the same with the people and with yourself to heal any guilt that you may be holding on to. Now, I have modules, class modules that teach how to identify resistance. Follow the energy breadcrumbs to rewrite neural pathways of belief or those subconscious records, and how to infuse or send love to create a higher outcome. And I'm going to add all of those as a bonus goodie to the Masterclass Central. And these programs walk you step by step to manage this energy. But if you need help, you can reach out through the Facebook community, and you can schedule a private session with me on the katelarge.com website. Now, anytime resistance energy is revealed to us, we want to process through it to be free of that energy that's blocking us. When we can transform this fear energy that's hidden in the subconscious to that love vibration, our subconscious energy becomes more in alignment with our conscious desire and that limitless possibility of the superconscious. Now, Florence teaches us that the superconscious is the God part within us, the realm of perfect ideas where the divine design of our life exists. The superconscious is our higher self. Deepak Chopra teaches this realm of perfect ideas as our field of potentiality. It's that space of pure love, that awareness of all that is, that connection to source, the love that is our essence, that spirit within us as one with God. The realm of infinite possibility where all things are possible. Healing, material things, deep peace within, unconditional love, happiness, your version of heaven on earth. They all reside there. Now, the cover of the new Game of Life Manifesting Playbook is of a galaxy, because a few months ago, while I was participating in a manifesting guided journey with Roland Comtois, I found myself in the center of what looked like a blue-purple sparkly galaxy. It was gorgeous. It circled around me at an angle, and this sparkly substance, I could see all the things I still want to manifest, the things that I want to experience, the things I want to have. It was so powerful. The galaxy on the playbook holds the space for your field of potentiality, that spark of infinite intelligence of the realm of perfect ideas. Now, Florence states that our true destiny flashes through our minds from this realm of perfect ideas. It's from here that our superconscious whispers to our conscious mind the ideas of what we want, all the things and experiences that will fulfill our square of life: health, wealth, love, perfect self-expression, and everything in between. That sense of peace within, joy and prosperity, all that makes our heart sing with joy, all that's ours by divine right, those experiences that are our version of heaven on earth. When we faced and transformed the belief of not being good enough that have been hidden in our subconscious to the knowing of the very cells of our body that we're good enough to be, do, and have what we want, the subconscious shifts out of fear to that higher vibration of love, aligning with that happy desire of wanting something in the conscious and the love vibration of the superconscious. All three levels of consciousness come into alignment. This shift of the subconscious to the love vibration reconnects us to the love that is our essence, making manifesting what we want or better inevitable. You're manifesting from the most emotional energy you're holding in your subconscious. And that energy can be fear energy because you're worried about something, or you're angry, or you're in despair. Or that energy could be the excited, happy love vibration of gratitude. When you consciously make the choice, you make that decision to be love energy, you become aware of resistance energy. And now you know what it is and what to do with it. When you free the subconscious of the negative beliefs and thought patterns from the past, you can flow right into imprinting the subconscious with the vibration of gratitude, of love. Gratitude is the closest emotion of love that we can consciously choose to be. And we can choose to be in gratitude anytime, anywhere, in any moment. And through your new vibration of love energy, your brain will begin to retrain from amplifying the pain of the physical world. And instead, you see pain and suffering for what it is. Something you can do something about, in which case you can take action steps, or something you don't have any control over, and all you can do is hold the energy for a higher outcome. But you can do that. And if this is the case, you can infuse the situation and all involved with love energy of your essence. You can see from this safe space, free of subconscious records that weren't true, that you have the power to create a higher outcome, to manifest what you want. And by claiming that power, you take dominion of your life. When you embrace and focus on gratitude, when you focus on the joy you feel at the prospect of having already received what you want, you give your subconscious power direction to fulfill the desires of your heart. And this isn't faking it till you make it. Envisioning having already received what you want, this or better, focuses your energy. And it begins to mold formless energy into material things and life experiences. You're imprinting, or as Florence says, impressing the subconscious with good. And this isn't lying to yourself. You're manifesting a new way of being, a new life by molding formless energy. You have the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper from the foundation of love energy. All you have to do is begin choosing to be love energy instead of defaulting to whatever energy has been dominating your subconscious. When you choose any energy that's between you and being love energy, will reveal itself to you as resistance energy in your body. Face it, observe it, follow the breadcrumbs of it to where it was birthed, or it dissolves to its native nothingness. Remember, you're always manifesting from within to without, and the kingdom is within you, everything that you desire is within you. Your field of potentiality, where all the desires of your heart are real. And within your manifesting skill. So to recap what we've covered so far, we dove deep into the nitty-gritty of manifesting through giving and receiving energy, what the three levels of consciousness are, and how to align their energy to manifest what you really want, how to free the subconscious or hidden beliefs, give its power direction, and imprint it with good. Why the conscious mind tunes into pain and suffering above all else, and how to manage helpless negative feelings. What the superconscious is, why trusting it is safe, and how to work with it from a new level of understanding. And what resistance energy is, and how to process through it to be free of energy blocks. Now, if you have any questions about this, please ask. Please ask. If you're still processing all of this now, a question or questions come up for you later, be sure to post it in the private Facebook community. I'll answer and we'll discuss, and questions will come up. Please ask. But before we complete, I want to speak the word, Infinite Spirit, open the way for great prosperity for the Game of Life Masterclass participants. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine right. Now, in the coming days, be open to guidance to overcome energy that's been blocking you. We have moved energy. The moment you signed up for this masterclass, your energy started moving. Listening to this class tonight or today, whenever you're listening to it, you're moving energy. It could get scary, but you have tools now. You understand why energy is being brought up into your face. You know what to do, and you have a place to go to ask for help. Okay, so let's just take a few deep breaths. Stretch. I'm going to get some water. So now you can just turn your cameras back on, and I'll take any questions if you have them.